Paul Matthew. Now, more of our news breaking stories. Now, experts in the legal cannabis industry are predicting that market shares could double in value in the next 3 years. Both the Department of Trade and Industry and the Agricultural Research Council say that South Africa could be responsible for up to 70% of the African continent's cannabis production. Now, although regulatory landscape remains volatile and unstable, it is proven internationally that cannabis is fast becoming more popular with promising returns, especially for early market entrants. Now, Newsbreak spoke to Shad Vayej, who is the associate at law firm Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer, I beg your pardon. He explains the prospects and the financial forecast of the sector moving forward.
Those numbers are dependent on certain legislative developments, but we are seeing very promising signs from the state. Namely, you know, we've currently got the draft Cannabis for Private Purposes Bill, but there are also mechanisms being made or have been made available by the state to facilitate the licensing of medicinal cannabis commercial enterprises, as well as cannabis in the hemp industry. So you get agricultural hemp license. When it comes to contributing to GDP and when it comes to that sort of figure, that globular figure, we're looking both at recreational cannabis as well as the medicinal cannabis or commercialized cannabis.
Can you describe the law in its original form currently, and how does it promote some financial rewards for people who pursue this path?
When it comes to, accordingly, the Medicines and Related Substances Act, as well as the Drugs and Trafficking Act, were amended so that it's not a crime for a person to farm cannabis for their personal consumption. So that is where the recreational market sits. And there is currently a case that's before the Cape Town High Court, which looks at the legality of the grow club model. And that is a way that individuals can provide professional horticultural services to allow people to basically farm cannabis for other people.
Looking at the aspect of legalizing or licensing the sale of cannabis, can you take me through the process and how do people apply for such things?
There's two licensing processes. There's one is the Section 21 application that allows you to obtain unregistered medicine, but that isn't necessarily a license to purchase cannabis.
And that was Shad Vayej, the associate at law firm Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer, talking there to Newsbreak's Tashlin Naidu. Now, we have the market review on the way, but first to related matters, because the South African economy shrank by 7% last year, the biggest decline in 75 years. Now, this comes as hard lockdown measures to curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic took their toll on various industries. New figures released by Stats South Africa show that all major sectors recorded declines for the full year. Here's Tsepo Mongai with the details.
Figures released by Statistics South Africa have confirmed that 2020 was a difficult year for the local economy. Growth tanked by a massive 7%. The construction industry took the biggest hit from COVID restrictions, declining by a massive 20.3%. The closure of air travel contributed to a decline in transport and tourism industry. But the biggest victims were ordinary South Africans, many of whom are still battling to feed their families and pay their debts. Professor Raymond Parsons is with the University of Northwest.
I think when we talk about 7% or 6%, whatever it may be, I think we must just emphasize that behind that number last year lay a great deal of hardship. So we paid a high price for the pandemic last year.
The negative growth figure for 2020 demonstrates the serious loss that households and business have suffered in terms of widespread business failure, huge job losses, and massive shrinkages in disposable income. But there is an emerging silver lining. The GDP fourth quarter figure for 2020 showed that economic output grew by 1.5% in the 3 months to December, marking a 6.3% growth rate compared to 2019.
And that report by Tsepo Mongwai just gone 6:40.